This is Ask Pastor John. Settle in for a few minutes here as John Piper wrestles with questions of life and death, theology and practical wisdom, joy and suffering. John, as good as tools like radio and the internet are for helping us spread the message about Christ, is there a sense in which we need to be careful to preserve some direct human contact with others as a part of our witness?
Absolutely. I don't think radio and internet and television can ever replace the church of Jesus Christ. That is, the body of Christ gathered in a local place, face to face, before a living person with singing and with prayer and with repentance and confession and with the assurances of pardon and with the Word of God being preached. I think if that becomes all through media, that the church would no longer exist as God designed it to exist. There is something about face-to-face. You can't have a marriage that's just television, and you can't have church that's just television or radio or internet. God means for there to be touchable. It says in 1 John, we declare to you the eternal life which we have seen and which we have touched. So Christ became a human being in order to initiate centuries of touching, you might say. Human beings reaching out and touching the poor and touching the needy and getting their arms around. I mean, the embrace, the hug, the handshake, the ear, the eye, these are all physical things that are not intended to be replaced with glass screens or with sound waves coming through a box. Christ means for there to be a body of people who are face-to-face with each other, loving each other, exhorting each other, helping each other, and facing off with each other, to each other and to Him in worship.
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library, and perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.